And he took high. Didn't miss by much, but it missed. And it's 1-2. And now some bodies start to move just a little bit down in that Pirates pen. Still nobody throwing. Keller has hit 90 pitches. There goes the runner. The pitch way outside. And then Bart dropped it on the exchange, so he doesn't throw down to second. And William Contreras in there with a stolen base. Number two on the year for Contreras. And that is a big 90 feet. For every Brewer stolen base, Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans and one name you trust. So Bowers has battled back. It's a two-ball, two-strike count. Runner at second base. The pitch. And Bowers hits it foul behind home plate. Into the second deck. 10 seconds for station ID on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support. WISS 1100 AM Berlin. W252DR Oshkosh. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Jake Bowers at the plate. 2-2 the count. The pitch. And a check swing foul at the plate. And Bowers stays alive. It's a great at bat from Jake Bowers. 8 pitches so far in this sequence. This will be number 9. And again, Contreras at second base. That's the go-ahead run here in the top of the 5th. Keller kicks and delivers. And Bowers rolls it foul at the first baseline. Keller getting towards the end of his day. Fatigue probably at least setting in to a degree. And Bowers making him work really hard to try and get this second out of the inning. 2-2 pitch. Bowers a swing and a miss at the cut fastball right down the middle. And he strikes him out. So Keller ends up winning that battle. Strikes out his 7th of the afternoon. And here's Reese Hoskins. That was pitch number 95 on the afternoon for Keller. But give Bowers credit for grinding through that at bat. Pirates desperately want Keller to at least get him through this inning. First pitch to Hoskins is a little bit high. It's 1-0. Hoskins 1-for-2 today. Had that RBI single to right in the 3rd that Reynolds got a glove on but couldn't catch. That tied the game. Keller's pitch. Hoskins pops it up foul and out of play behind home plate. And a kid made the catch with a glove on in that front row. He's high-fiving everybody. It's 1-1 on Hoskins. Sometimes a long battle like the battle Bowers just had benefits the next batter as much as anybody. A little fatigue sets in. Maybe Keller makes a mistake to Hoskins. 1-1 pitch. Missed outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Nothing's been easy, really, for Keller in this game. Had the 1-2-3 4th, but that's been it. Brewers have had traffic on the base paths in every other inning. 2-1. Hoskins a swing and a miss at a cutter. That was down below the zone, and it's 2-2. This next pitch is number 100 for Mitch Keller. And it is still quiet in that Pirates bullpen. How about that? The 2-2 lined into left field. Sawinski coming over, goes into a dive, and he didn't make the catch. It popped out of his glove. Contreras around 3rd. He will score. Hoskins on his way into 2nd with an RBI double, and the Brewers have taken the lead. It's 4-3 Milwaukee. Boy, Sawinski gave it a great effort. He went into a dive. It looked like he had it in his glove, and then it popped out as he hit the ground. Pirates were holding up play for a second to see if they wanted to challenge it, to see maybe if he held on, but they will not challenge. And Reese Hoskins delivers, and the Brewers have taken the lead. $75 to the Mac Fund, courtesy of West Bend, the silver lining. Hoskins at 2nd. Here's Oliver Dunn. And the first pitch to Dunn is over but low. It's 1-0. Game of inches. Twice now Hoskins has hit balls to the outfield that the outfielder's gotten a glove on and hasn't been able to squeeze. The 1-0 to Dunn. Swung on and fouled straight back, and it's 1-1.
Yeah, we're thinking a lot about football today. You got the draft tonight. They have the saying, you have to survive the ground to have it be a catch. It's kind of what it looked like there with Sawinski. He did have the ball in the glove. He didn't survive the ground.
It was absolutely in the glove. It looked like he was going to complete the catch, but he didn't do it. The 1-1. Dunn rolls it foul up the first baseline. It's 1-2. Well, a break for the Brewers. And now a 4-3 lead. And there is finally action in that Pirates bullpen. Keller has gotten through the fifth 36 straight games. 1-2 pitch. Dunn hits one out to center. Taylor backtracking, still carrying. Couple of feet shy of the warning track to make the catch. And the inning is over. Keller will get through the fifth inning here today as well for a 37th straight time. But not with the lead. The Brewers reclaim it. They lead 4-3 as we head to the bottom of five on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
Hey.
Well, the Brewers have reclaimed the lead here this afternoon, a 4-3 advantage as we go to the bottom of the fifth, and Brian Reynolds leads off against Freddie Peralta. The first pitch from Freddie is in there for a strike at the letters, and it's 0-1. Reynolds with a base hit today. He is 1-for-2. Peralta's 0-1 pitch. This is a one hopper to second base. Terang plays it on the forehand and from the edge of the outfield grass. Throws to first to retire Reynolds for the first out. That ball was a ball that in many cases you think is ticketed for right field, but Terang was such a great first step. Got there with relative ease. And now here's Rowdy Tellez, who has reached today 0-for-1 with a walk. And the pitch missed inside. It's 1-0. Tellez 0 for his last 10 at the plate. It has been a slow start in Pittsburgh for the former Brewer. And he takes a strike on a slider. It's 1-1. 35 home runs 2 years ago with the crew. Got into a slump a season ago. 1-1 is tapped foul at the plate, and it's 1-2. And he just never could pull himself out of it last year. Brewers ended up trading for Carlos Santana at the deadline. Mark Canna was another bat that played a little first base at times for the Brewers down the stretch last year. And Rowdy saw his playing time dissipate greatly. was on the injured list for a while, too, with that elbow. Swing and a miss. Blew a fastball by him at 96. And ortho ASAP strikeout for Freddy Peralta. There's two down. And Freddy looking for a shutdown inning after the Brewers gave him the lead. One more out, and he could qualify for the win if the Brewers could hold on. But he's got to face Joey Bart, who hit the three-run home run against him back in the first. And the pitch, a swing and a miss at the slider, and it's 0-1. Freddy with a couple of walks in that fourth inning, but he's back to throwing strikes here in this fifth. 0-1 pitch. Missed down and away with a slider. It's 1-1. Peralta at 84 pitches. Be interesting to see how the Brewers play it with their bullpen. The rest of the way, the 1-1 nearly hit him. Bart was able to get out of the way of it. Fastball at 92, way in. It's two balls and a strike. Freddie looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Here's the 2-1. Missed down and away with a slider. And it's a dangerous count now on Bart. Three balls and one strike, the count on the right-handed hitting catcher. A 4-3 Brewers lead. They've out-hit the Pirates 6-3 this afternoon. Peralta brings home the 3-1, and that is in there. It is a touch low, apparently, according to Tom Hanahan. So he walks him. Looked pretty close, but it just missed below the zone, and Bart will work the two-out walk. So Freddy Peralta's walked five. That is more than his season total in his four previous starts. And here's Jack Suwinski. First pitch to Suwinski. He is down and in with a changeup, and it's 1-0. Well, that probably takes away any chance of Freddy getting the ball in the sixth inning. He's going to be probably over 90 pitches before he's out of this one. 1-0 pitch. High fly ball out to right. Frelick going back at the warning track. At the wall. It's off the top of the wall. Bounces over towards Perkins in center. Around third and headed for home is Bart. Into second with an RBI double is Jack Suwinski. We're tied at four. Suwinski didn't miss getting that one out by much. Perkins played it perfectly off the wall. But you still weren't going to get Bart with two outs, who is taking off on contact. And now Chris Hook is out to chat with Freddy Peralta as Hobie Milner is getting loose in the Brewers bullpen. That's probably for O'Neill Cruz, which is one batter after Jared Triolo, who is due next. Trips to the Mound presented by Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Pottawatomie, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. Pottawatomie Sportsbook, a new era of sports betting. So, Freddie gets those first two outs. Looks like he's going to cruise his way through this fifth, but the walk to Bart. And then the RBI double by Suwinski, and we are even again, and that's just how this series has gone. All of these games have been close. This one's been the most back and forth of the three games, where there's actually been some lead changes. And now Freddie, probably on his last batter of the day, Jared Triolo, trying to get himself through this fifth inning. He's at 90 pitches with the lefty Milner up in the bullpen. First pitch to Triolo. Is lined into right. That is going to drop in there in front of Frelick. Around third and headed for home is Suwinski. The throw to home is not in time. RBI single for Triolo, and the Pirates lead it 5-4. Triolo had been 0 for his last 9 before that base hit. He got a curveball on the inner part of the plate. Got his hands inside of it and punched it out to right. And Pat Murphy is climbing up the stairs, and he's going to go take the baseball from Freddy Peralta in what has been his roughest start of 2024. With O'Neill Cruz coming to the plate, Hobie Milner will come in to face him. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They're proud to support the Brewers. And they remind you that when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Pirates have reclaimed the lead. They lead it 5-4 here in the bottom of the fifth on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's time to turn off ringers and cheer for dingers with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Whether you're in the stadium or listening to the game on the radio, U.S. Cellular wants you to focus on genuine connections with your family, friends, and other Brewers fans. U.S. Cellular is all about a healthier relationship with technology. That means when the game is on, notifications go off. Take the Us Mode pledge and commit to more meaningful game days. On game day, set your phone to Us Mode, because game day is for cheering on the Brew Crew with your crew. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Pirates with a 5-4 lead here. Bottom of the fifth inning, runner at first, two outs, and O'Neill Cruz coming to the plate to face the lefty Hobie Milner. Well, springtime in Wisconsin, beautiful flowers, trees greening up, grills going throughout your neighborhood. That sweet smell of Usinger sausage on those grills, brats, hot dogs, Italians, cheddar and jalapeno. Every flavor is a good one. Check out the entire Usinger lineup at your local grocer. And every style of sausage at that. O'Neill Cruz takes a strike from Milner on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. The pitch caught the outside corner. Came back with another sweeper. It's nothing and two. Runner at first is Triolo. He just delivered the go-ahead single that gave the Pirates the 5-4 lead. Missed down and in with a sinker on Cruz, and it's 1-2. Brewers grabbed the lead in the top of the fifth inning on an RBI double from Hoskins, but the Pirates right back at him. The pitch, and Cruz punches one foul down the left field line, and a fan made the catch with a bare hand, nearly tumbled over his seat. Somehow stayed on his feet, though. Some athleticism displayed there. 1-2 pitch. And just missed. Two-seam fastball low and away. Almost caught the corner. Cruz took it for ball two. Two balls and two strikes on the tall left-handed hitting O'Neill Cruz. The pitch. That time he got him. Sinker. That time it got the corner. Hobie went back there again. It's a strikeout looking of O'Neill Cruz. Ortho ASAP style. And we're through the fifth, off to the sixth. It's a 5-4 Pirates lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you. The Brewers Sunday Funday Bundle is here for 2024. Enjoy a family day at the ballpark without breaking the bank. Get four tickets, four junior hot dogs, four junior sodas, and a parking pass for only $62 every Sunday. Get yours at brewers.com/funday. Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
Spring fishing is finally here, and Fleet Farm has everything you need to reel in more fish this year. Upgrade your gear with the best brands like Rapala, Berkley, and St. Croix. Find exclusive flicker sheds you won't find anywhere else, starting at $12.99. Get rod and reel combos starting at only $24.99. And shop our wide selection of fishing line that starts at just $4.99. Land top fishing gear and everything else you need for everyday life at Fleet Farm.
Every pitch, all season long.
Swing and a drive! Left center field!
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Now, sixth inning is the Woodman's Food Market's home run inning. Our contestant is Michael Kittleson from Altoona. Michael will win a gift card jackpot of $600 if a member of the crew hits a home run this inning, and $100 added to total for each additional home run hit by the Brewers here in this sixth. Ryder Ryan, the right-hander, is on for Pittsburgh. And the first pitch to Blake Perkins misses down and in. It's 1-0. Visit any participating Woodman store to enter our home run contest. Service and savings, that's Woodman's. Visit WTMJ.com for official contest rules and details. 1-0 is way outside, and Ryder Ryan has not come close to throwing a strike on his first two pitches. It's 2-0. Just 28 years of age. He'll turn 29 in a couple of weeks. Two-oh pitch is right down the middle for a strike, and it's 2-1. He's 1-0 this year with a 3.48 ERA. This is his ninth appearance. He's been a part of a couple of interesting trades in the course of his career. 2-1. Perkins was squaring to bunt, pulls the bat back and takes a ball, and it's 3-1. He was drafted twice by Cleveland in the 40th round out of high school, and then in the 30th round 2 years later. 3-1. Perkins a swing and a miss, and the count is full at 3-2. Was traded by Cleveland to the Mets back in August of 2017 for Jay Bruce. 3-2. Down and in. Perkins works the leadoff walk. So Keller's day done. Ryan takes over and he walks the first man he faces. So a good start here for the crew.
Second baseman Bryce Turang.
And here's Bryce Turang. Brewers would love this bottom of the order to set things up and turn it over to the top of the order again. Ryan looking in. And the pitch. Turang takes outside. It's 1-0. He was also involved in a deal in 2020. The Mets sent him to the Rangers to complete an earlier deal. He was the player to be named with the Rangers and Mets for Todd Frazier. So a couple of former Reds, but he wasn't involved in any Reds deals. Ryder Ryan. 6-2, 205, and he's getting the top of the sixth inning here today for Pittsburgh with a one-run lead. It's a 5-4 Pirates advantage. One ball and no strikes on Turang. Here's the pitch, fouled back and out of play, and it's 1-1. And another play made by a fan in the second deck. Well, these Pirates fans, this might be the biggest crowd. We had a little over 10,000 last night. This will be close to that, I think. But they have been making plays in the stands today. Toss to first, and back in time is Perkins. Yeah, barehanded front row snag down that third baseline in the second deck.
Perkins gets a pretty aggressive lead over at first, being held on by Telez. Here's the 1-1. And Terang takes down and away. And it's two balls and one strike. The threat of a steal, even if Perkins doesn't go, just the fact that he's made Ryan throw over once, and he's dividing his attention right now between Terang and Perkins, helps the batter. 2-1, hit down the left field line, twisting foul and out of play, and it's 2-2. You get that in your mind that the runner might be trying to take off, and you can't just focus on only the hitter in that situation. And sometimes you might make a mistake. Maybe you'll miss your spot. Two-two pitch. Terang pops this one up. Foul territory, third base side. That'll find the seats. And we'll do it again at 2-2. Joey Weimer is in the on-deck circle for the Brewers. Perkins with a leadoff walk. Brewers trying to move him around. 2-2 pitch. Terang, did he check? Yep. Down and in with a slider. They appeal to third. Mark Wegner says he didn't go. And it's a full count now. Three balls and two strikes. Good at bat being put together by Bryce Terang, who's 1-for-2 in this game so far. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. It's a ground ball to first. Telez steps on the bag at first to retire Terang, but because Perkins was moving, no chance to try to fire down to second. So putting the runner in motion was helpful. 3-U in your scorebook on the putout of Terang. And now here's Joey Weimer.
Left fielder Joey Weimer.
Abner Uribe's getting loose in the Brewers' bullpen. One out, runner in scoring position for the crew. And that runner has good speed in Blake Perkins. Ryan brings home the first pitch, and Weimer drives one out to center. Racing back is Taylor at the track. He's got room to make the catch. Taylor's throw will go to third. No tag from Perkins. Joey with one of his better swings of the season, but the ballpark held it about 3 feet shy of the wall in one of the deepest parts of the park. And there's two down, and now Sal Frelick the batter.
Right fielder Sal.
Brewers trailing 5-4, top of the sixth inning here in Pittsburgh. Ryder Ryan, the reliever for the Pirates, brings home the first pitch to Frelick, and he lifts one out to left. Sawinski racing back, still back onto the warning track, reaches up and makes the catch, backpedaling up against the wall in the process. Brewers got a leadoff walk from Perkins, nothing else. They strand him at second base. We go to the bottom of six. It's a 5-4 Pirates lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
Signature Homes was founded about 25 years ago. Shortly after we started our real estate business, we realized there was a need for new construction. So many times we're out showing property to buyers and they aren't finding what they're looking for. And if we can't find them what they're looking for, we need to have another option. And so we started to customize homes and really make them specific to the customer's needs. That model has grown over the years. We started with building just a few homes, and now we're building 30, 35 homes a year. We have showrooms in all of our locations. If you just want to walk in and learn more about our building company, we can do that.
Somebody help! My house, it's in disrepair.
Hang on, miss. I'm calling the doctor.
How can a doctor help my home?
Not that kind of doctor. Property Doctor, LLC. They're the experts you can trust to bring your home back to life. From general repairs, flooring, snow removal, and power washing, their skilled teams know how to revitalize your home's health and have it looking its best in no time.
Whew. Thanks, Property Doctors.
Call now at 920-376-1616 or email propertydoctorswi@gmail.com to schedule your free home exam today.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Milwaukee Brewers Baseball on Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS.
MJ.
Five to four Pirates. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning, and Andrew Ribe takes over on the mound for the Brewers. After Hobie Milner struck out the one batter he faced in O'Neill Cruz. Freddy Peralta today, 4 2/3, 5 hits, 5 runs, 5 walks for Freddy, which is one more than his season total in his previous 4 starts. He had 5 strikeouts. Mitch Keller, by the way, 5 innings, 6 hits, 4 runs, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts for Keller. So a really good pitching matchup on paper, but it didn't necessarily unfold that way here this afternoon. And now Ribe trying to keep it at just a 1-run deficit for the Brewers. He'll face 8-9-1 for Pittsburgh. Michael A. Taylor to lead things off against Uribe in the first pitch, a swing and a miss. Had a sinker at 100 miles an hour. And it's 0-1. Taylor put down a sacrifice and he's walked. 0-0 today for Michael A. Taylor. Ribe's pitch. That's a slider in there for a strike. And it's 0-2. Taylor's bounced around a little bit after a handful of years with the Nationals. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Blew him away. And Taylor down on strikes with an ortho ASAP strikeout for Abner Ribe. One away. And Alika Williams, who has been a tough out for the Brewers, not just in this series, but going back to last year as well. He is 1-for-2 today with a stolen base. And Ribe kicks and delivers the pitch, and he missed just a little bit outside. And it's 1-0. Ribe looking in the 1-0 pitch, and that's a ground ball foul at the third baseline. It's 1-1. Sinker at 100. In on the hands of Alika Williams. Nothing fun about that for an opposing hitter. Williams takes a second and then climbs back into the box. Looks out at Uribe, who looks into Contreras. The 1-1 pitch. Hit foul and out of play down the first baseline. It's 1-2. Don't miss George Webb's double play meal deal. 7 cheeseburgers and 2 orders of fries for just $17.99. Win, lose, home or away, visit georgewebb.com for locations and details. Uribe looking in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A slider up and out of the zone. Williams went after it. And it's back-to-back ortho ASAP strikeouts for Uribe. And 2 down, nobody on for Andrew McCutchen. It is quiet in the Pirates' bullpen, so one would expect Ryder Ryan to be back out there in the top of the 7th inning. The pitch misses down and away. It's 1-0. Feels like it's been a while since the Brewers have put together that really big inning. They had a 2-run inning today, a 3-run inning last night. One-oh pitch. Backed him up with a slider for a strike, and it's 1-1.
Sounds like you've got a prediction.
This team has put together so many big innings already this year, and it just feels like they're due for one. The 1-1 missed down low with a slider. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Pretty good way to start the 7th inning off with Contreras to lead you off as well, the way he's been swinging the bat. 2-1. And McCutchen took a strike on the outside edge. It's 2-2. Abner's looked sharp so far. Really good zip on that sinker and good movement. And for the most part, he's been throwing strikes. Couple of strikeouts trying to finish this inning off against McCutchen.
Long hold, the 2-2 pitch. And he got him looking with a slider on the inside corner. A 1-2-3 strikeout to side. Bottom of the sixth inning for Abner Uribe. 1-2-3 ortho ASAP for Abner Uribe. We head to the seventh. Pirates with a 5-4 lead on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
You have a lifetime of experience on the job and in the world. A degree from Concordia can help you make the most of it. Concordia University Wisconsin offers flexible online career-focused programs for experienced adults like you. Whether you're looking to grow in your current role or enter a new field, at Concordia, you'll learn from experts and grow your professional network. Visit CUW.edu to learn more about business, healthcare, teaching, and STEM programs starting soon. Concordia University. Live uncommon.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on popcorn.
10-ounce skinny pop or 16-ounce Bailey popcorn, both $4.69 each.
I can run the hot prices on popcorn.
Skinny pop or Bailey popcorn, both $4.69.
Save big time money on your favorite popcorn.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're employees.
It's Woodman's.
Beautify your entertainment space with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hi, this is Gina Della from Pella. Turn your ordinary space into something extraordinary with brand new Pella windows. Plus, getting the perfect windows and doors for your home has never been easier. Right now, get 0% interest for up to 36 months, or no down payment, no interest, and no payments for up to 18 months if you book before April 30th. Take ownership of your living space and make it a place worth living with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance is here to help you get one step closer to your dreams, all of your dreams. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Visit AmFam.com to learn more.
5-4 Pirates, we go to the seventh. Here's Josh.
All right, William Contreras against Ryder Ryan, who misses up and in with a slider. You were right, Ryder Ryan gets a second inning. Brewers had some really good swings last inning. Last two batters flew out to the warning track against him. Contreras has not been retired. 2-for-2 with a walk. The 1-0. Down low, it's 2-0. He homered to begin the game. Back in the first inning, he was the second batter when he hit it over 440 feet. The 2-0 pitch, taken in for a strike. 94-mile-an-hour fastball from Ryder Ryan. There is activity in the Pirates' bullpen in case he needs help in the seventh. Willie Adames and Bowers will follow Contreras. The 2-1 pitch, outside corner, called a strike with a slider. Very good pitch there. That evens the count 2-2. Contreras, the last 2 days, has been to the plate 8 times and reached base 7 of them. Tying run at the plate. Ryan ready, the 2-2 pitch, swinging a ground ball to third. He's going to get him. Backhanded by Jared Triolo by the bag, and he throws across in time to get Contreras by a step. One big out in the seventh inning for the Pirates. They need 8 more to get their first series win in the last 5 that they've played. Shortstop. Trying to take 3 of 4 from the previously red-hot Brewers. This has been a back-and-forth game here today if you're just joining us. Here comes Willie Adames, who's 0 for 3. Ryan's pitch, up and in, look out. Want to know, Willie struck out his first 2 times in the series, 1 for 14. Pirates got 2 in the fifth to recapture the lead. The 1-0 pitch, taken low, it's another 2-0 count. Each batter this inning has had that. Joey Bart's 3-run homer in the first followed William Contreras's to make it 3-1 to Pittsburgh, but then the Brewers scored 3 unanswered after that. 2-0 pitch, Willie takes inside, ball 3. Not close on a slider, 3-0. Brewers had that 4-3 lead in the fifth with 2 outs when Peralta gave up back-to-back RBI hits, and that's the difference in the game as we play the seventh inning. 5-4 Pirates. Now the 3-0 pitch takes a strike, does Willie. Fastball. Ryan last inning walked Blake Perkins, the first man he faced, but he's gotten four in a row since. Rowanci Contreras is the one getting loose. 3-1. Outside corner. That was a strike and a generous one given to Ryder Ryan. Appeared to be off the plate away, but it's a full count instead of a walk. Jake Bowers in the on-deck circle. One out in the seventh inning. Ryan ready in the 3-2 pitch. Swinging a high fly ball into right. It is drifting foul, and into the seats it'll go about seven or eight rows. Roddy Tellez, the closest defender to it, will do it again, 3-2. Hey, fans, you can get 0% interest for up to 3 years at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Hurry, you must order by April 30th. Five more days, set your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. Down a run in the seventh of the crew. 3-2 again to Willie. Swinging a ground ball, foul, wide of third. Got out in front of a fastball, and will do it again at 3-2. Brewers trying to come from behind and finish off a series split and a 5-2 road trip. Started with a sweep in St. Louis. Ryan's 3-2 again. Outside ball four. Slider, and Willie took it well off the plate that time, and that'll put the tying run on base. Second walk issued by Ryder Ryan. Here comes Jake Bowers. Walk right in. Orthopedic Associates of Wisconsin. There is a difference. Great plate appearance there by Willie. Jake Bowers out of the cleanup spot today. Has an RBI hit. That came back in the two-run third inning. He's 1-for-3. Ryan's pitch. Ground ball foul up the first baseline. Right to Quinton Berry in that coach's box. Drive Around the League is brought to you by Construction Business Group, Wisconsin Operating Engineers and Trusted Contractors, building Wisconsin together. Cubs are losing early. 0-1 pitch, swing and a miss. Slider. Down beneath the knees, but he chased. It's nothing in two on Bowers. Houston has a 1-0 lead in the first inning at Wrigley as the Cubs try for a three-game sweep of the Astros. Cubs already have the bases loaded in the bottom of the first, though. Ryan's 0-2 down in the dirt, and that time Bowers does not chase. Joey Bart did a good job to block it and keep Adames in place. Justin Verlander is on the mound for the Astros at Wrigley against Craig Counsell's bunch. Cubs only a half game out of first. Brewers trail 5-4 here in the seventh inning. Ryder Ryan sets, and the 1-2 pitch is lifted foul by Bowers down the third baseline and drifting into the seats. Phillies behind their ace, Zach Wheeler, are shutting out the Reds 4-0 in the sixth as they try to split that four-game series. Cincinnati was hoping for a 6-1 homestand, but they're down four. Good lead at first for Adames. There he goes, the pitch, swing and a miss. He struck him out, throw to second base. It hit the runner. It hit Willie as he was sliding in, and he is safe. And he is a bit shaken up. Throw from Joey Bart tailed right into Adames. But Bowers is out number two in the inning. If nothing else, the Brewers do get that tying run into scoring position. Adames gets up. Appears no worse for the wear. The batter's Reese Hoskins. Then Derek Shelton, the Pirates manager, is coming out of the dugout. Told you Rowanci Contreras was getting loose. And he is going to be summoned into the game. First and foremost, every stolen base means that Delta Dental donates to the Boys and Girls Clubs of Wisconsin. Delta Dental and Delta Vision, two great plans, one name you trust. Adames' third steal. Two out in the seventh. Ryder Ryan is removed. It's a U.S. Cellular call to the bullpen. They remind you when the Brewers are on, your hands are for high-fiving, not scrolling. U.S. Cellular built for us. Contreras coming in for the second straight day. 5-4 Pittsburgh in the seventh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
No matter where you're headed, Citgo is a good place to start. Whether you're off to the ballpark
Dog park or amusement park? Driving range or drive-in theater? Saturday morning soccer or Sunday brunch? Citgo top-tier tri-clean gasoline gets you where you're going and keeps your engine running cleaner and smoother along the way. Whether you're traveling near or far, when you start with Citgo, you're good to go.
Carbliss, a proud partner of the Milwaukee Brewers. Premium, ready-to-drink cocktails made right here in Wisconsin. Zero carbs, zero sugar, zero gluten, zero guilt. And just 100 calories a can. Carbliss has flavors for every fan. Fruit flavors like pineapple, lemon lime, black cherry, and more. And classic cocktail options like margarita, paloma, and Moscow Mule. Find Carbliss at your local grocery store and pick up a pack to enjoy while you watch Brewers baseball at home or while you tailgate before a game. Carbliss, less is more.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know that they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more. That's join139.com.
I was wrong. It's not Roansy Contreras. It's Colin Holderman in to pitch to Reese Hoskins. Tying run at second with two out in the seventh and a 5-4 Pittsburgh lead. And Hoskins has two RBI hits today. But Holderman delivers strike one right down the middle. This guy has been kryptonite to Brewers hitters over the last couple of years, Colin Holderman, including a couple of impressive appearances in the wins on Monday and Tuesday. Scoreless innings, 0-1, just missed inside, 1-1. Started the year on the injured list, but now in six prior appearances this year, he's got a 1.69 ERA, does Holderman. No wins nor losses. The 1-1. Strike two, paints the outside corner with a sweeping breaking ball, 1-2.
Josh, this is his 11th outing in his career against the Brewers. That is the most of any opponent, and he's had a lot of success against the Crew, as we've documented. He's given up just one run.
Yep, 10 2/3 innings against Milwaukee, one run. Tying run at second, Adames. The 1-2 pitch down in the dirt. Good take by Reese Hoskins, and the count evens 2-2. Reese has delivered today a couple of times with runners in scoring position. RBI single in the third, RBI double in the fifth. Can he do it for a third time? Adames waits on second. The pitch is up and in and taken. So now it's a full count. That was coming towards the front shoulder of Reese Hoskins. Willie has that good leadoff of second. He should score on any hit to the outfield. On deck, Oliver Dunn. 3-2 pitch. Chopped foul by Hoskins. 96-mile-an-hour sinker from Colin Holderman. Three and two, two out in the seventh inning. Holderman is set, and the pitch. Swinging a ground ball towards third. It's behind the bag and backhanded by Triolo. A long throw across, scooped by Tellez, but he was off the bag as he caught it, and Hoskins is safe. Over to third goes Adames. Almost a great play by Jared Triolo. But Rowdy couldn't hold the base, and we have runners on the corners here for Oliver Dunn. Pirates thinking about a challenge. They're not going to do it. Boy, that ball just barely stayed fair. It rolled over top of the third base bag. Had Triolo gotten the out, that would have been fantastic. Looking at the replay, though, Rowdy came up in front of first base to scoop that throw, and that's why he didn't get the out. The throw had beaten Hoskins. It's his third hit of the day, and here's Oliver Dunn. He's 0-3, Holderman's pitch. Breaking ball is low. He checked his swing, 1-0. Boy, what a great time this would be for Oliver Dunn to bust out. Last two times, he's flown out pretty deep to center. So he's had good swings. Pirates lead 5-4. The 1-0. Swing and a miss over top of the breaking ball. 1-1. Stressful moment for Holderman and the Pirates. The 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball in for strike two. Right at the knees. Oliver Dunn behind, a ball and two strikes. Three for his last 27. No time like the present to turn that around. 1-2 with a runner going for second is in the dirt. It's blocked by Bart, the catcher, but he will not make a throw. And Reese Hoskins gets a steal of second base. How do you do on that? His first is a Brewer. So it's 2-2 on Dunn. And now a base hit could plate two. Delta Dental makes that donation to the Boys and Girls Clubs. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, strike three called. Outside corner, perfect pitch, inning over. Holderman does it again and strands two men in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Remains 5-4 Pittsburgh on the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
What's on Tap, brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew, because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Mondays are for baseball with Brewers Miller High Life Mondays. Grab your terrace infield or outfield seats for $6 or Loge bleacher seats for just $12, courtesy of Miller High Life. Get yours at brewers.com/highlife. Milwaukee Brewers baseball and Miller Lite.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Every home run, stolen base, and strikeout.
Hey, struck him out swinging.
On the Brewers Radio Network, presented by American Family Insurance.
It's been a frustrating day in Pittsburgh thus far. Brewers just stranded runners on second and third base. They've left eight and trail 5-4 as we go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Jared Koenig takes over. He'll become the fourth pitcher. Abner Uribe struck out the side in the sixth. Koenig has to deal with the most dangerous part of the order, 2-3-4. Reynolds, Tellez, and Bart. Brian Reynolds swings through a curveball from the big left-hander. Mr. Koenig making his fourth appearance as a Brewer. And the second in this series. Gave up a run the other day, but pitched well. Reynolds waits in the 0-1 pitch inside, 1-1. Koenig a 1.59 earned run average. Over his three outings, just one run in 5 2/3 innings. He's had a winding journey. And the pitch. Lined in the center field for a base hit by Brian Reynolds. Clean single. Bounces on the grass out to Blake Perkins. And that is his second hit of the game. Insurance at first with nobody out. And Connor Joe coming up to pinch hit for Rowdy Tellez. Connor Joe 2-for-2 pinch hitting for Rowdy Tellez in this series. In the wins on Monday and Tuesday, he pinch hit in each of them. And each time he got a hit. In fact, the one on Tuesday was against this pitcher, Jared Koenig, and it was an RBI single. Pitch coming. Connor Joe, 3-for-3 as a pinch hitter in the series. Ground ball between third and short and into left. Base hit. Stopping at second is Reynolds. First and second, nobody out. Leading 5-4. was going to say that Derek Shelton, that made a lot of sense to do it again, and it worked again. Connor Joe, pinch hitter extraordinaire. Seventh inning stretch was brought to you by IslandResortGolf.com. Fans of relaxing summer sports, time to book your stay and book a golf package for Sweetgrass and Sage Run. For best availability, visit IslandResortGolf.com today. Joey Bart, who hit the big three-run homer in the first inning, is up there. He's been the hitter of the day for the Pirates. Nobody out, and he is late on a pitch that he fouls into the first base netting. Bart also walked to start the go-ahead two-run rally in the fifth, so he's one for two. First and second, nobody out, and he takes high from Jared Koenig. One and one. Aroldis Chapman getting ready in the bullpen. He has been struggling with command of late. Pitch, ground ball towards short. Could be a double play. Adames flips to Terang for one. Relay to first for two. It is indeed the 6-4-3 twin killing. Two out. And Reynolds advances over to third base. Much needed there for Koenig and the Brewers. Perfectly placed ground ball to get a pair of outs on that one.
Left fielder Jack Sawinski.
So Bart rolls one over, and here comes Jack Sawinski, who's got a huge RBI double in this game. Tied the score against Peralta in the fifth. Man at third, and he takes high. Ball one from Koenig. Jared trying to work out of trouble and keep the deficit at just one run. The 1-0 pitch in there for a strike with a fastball on the inside corner. Koenig, a former independent leaguer. Here comes his 1-1 pitch. Sawinski takes down the middle at the knees. 95 miles an hour. 1-2. Brewers as an organization have done such a great job over the years identifying guys like Jared Koenig and bringing him into the org and having success. 1-2 pitch outside. 96 on that sinking fastball. 2-2, though, on Sawinski.
Yeah, find a guy with potential and find a way to make him better. And Brewers have had a lot of success with that.
Koenig looks like he can be another one of those guys. 2-2, down and away on a curveball. It's a full count on Sawinski.
And people talk about the Rays and how they've been able to do that. Sometimes I feel like the Brewers don't get enough credit for what they've been able to do from a pitching standpoint with finding guys.
Very helpful ones. Man at third, 3-2 pitch. Popped foul, third base side, and drifting into the seats. Oliver Dunn gave that a long run, but it was about five or six rows in, and we'll do it again, 3-2. 9-0 Pat Murphy really feels good about Koenig and putting him into big spots like he's done in this series. Reynolds at third, 5-4 Pirates lead, two out, bottom seven. Still 3-2 on Jack Sawinski. The left-hander deals, and it's lifted foul again out of play, deeper down the left field line. We'll have another 3-2 pitch coming up on Jack Sawinski, who is only 2-for-13 in the series, but each of them have been doubles. This will be pitch number eight. Three balls, two strikes, here it is. Outside, he walked him. 95-mile-an-hour fastball. It was close. But the third man to reach in the inning will put him on the corners. It brings up Jared Triolo. It's the sixth walk of the day by Milwaukee pitching. Triolo's got the go-ahead hit in this game. Thiago Vieira is up in the bullpen, and we're going to have a mound visit here. Might be it. It's Pat Murphy coming out. Or is that Chris Hook? Sorry, we're about a mile away from the field, folks.
We're up high. Yeah, that's Chris Hook.
Thank you. So Chris Hook is not going to make a pitching change. As Vieira gets loose in the bullpen, all visits to the mound presented by Potawatomi Sportsbook, state-of-the-art sports betting venue coming to Potawatomi, Milwaukee. Don't miss the grand opening in May. We'll pause 10 seconds for station ID while he chats with Koenig on the Brewers Radio Network.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.